Perek Zion Mishnah Gimel. The Ode Klal Acher Amru, another rule Chachamim said. Kol HaKasher L'Hatznia, anything that is roi, it's befitting to be matznia, meaning you would hide it, you would guard it, something which is chashuv to a person as a purpose. For example, he has a watch. U'matznia and kamayu, kishir shalzeh, meaning this item has a shear, has a size to it, that most people would be machshav it, and they'd consider it something that's chashuv. And v'hotziyo b'Shabbos, and he goes ahead and takes it out on Shabbos. He carries it from one rishus to another by mistake. So we're going back to carrying, right? Till now we've been discussing carrying, and then we had a brief intermission. Now we're going back to carrying. So when you're carrying an item, depends what the item is. It's got to have some kind of substance, got to have a value to it. So now we're saying kala kushalatznia, something which is, you know, some people would put it away, they would hide it, it's something that has a purpose. Watch is a good example. Umatznian kamayu, and the watch has a shear, it has a significant size, so it has some kind of purpose that most people are machshiv. Vahotziyo b'Shabbos, and he carried this on Shabbos. And of course, if he did it by mistake, chayav lo v'chatas, a person is chayav a carbon chatas, whether he's a rich man and he's not machshiv this item, because this is the general, this is accepted by most people as an item which has a shear, has a normal size. And then v'choshe'enu kashalatznia, something that has no, you know, people don't put it away. A guy has a walnut, he's not going to save it, he's going to throw it in the garbage. Or v'emasni kamo, or something, she'oyshe b'nei adam ein machshivin kamo, or something that people are not machshiv. You know, el echashech shivun v'tznu. One guy thinks it's chashiv, but other people don't think it's chashiv. You know, he's got some kind of his lucky charm that he thinks it's got value, but most people say it doesn't. And v'hotziyo b'Shabbos, and one carries it on Shabbos, then einu chayev, you're not chayev, elo matznio, meaning im hotziyo zeh shetznio, only the person that gives it value, he would be chayev, a karban chatas. But if someone else brought it out, he wouldn't be chayev a karban chatas. So the rule's like this. With regards to carrying on Shabbos, it's not just carrying anything. It depends what you're carrying. If you're carrying something that has a normal thing that has value that people will hold and keep, so then whether you're a rich man, you don't care about it, or whether you're a poor man, if the general populace give it value, then you're chayev. But the other way around, if it's something that most people don't give it any value, and then you carry it, so you can't carry it, but if you did, you would be pater, unless you're that one guy that gives it value. If you're that one guy, then you're chayev. But everyone else would be pater. So this is the general rule of giving things sizes when you're carrying it outside. And now in Mishnah Dalet, we're going to give a whole bunch of examples to elaborate. Mishnah Dalet. Hamoti Tevin, one who takes out Tevin, straw. What would be the amount to be deemed carrying and to be chayav a karban chatas on Shabbos? Kimlo pi para. What's a normal amount? The amount that would be enough to feed a animal. Chayav v'tevin meichel parah, since the straw is animal food for an ox, we go after that shear, and therefore for someone who removes tevin, straw, on Shabbos, he's only chayav a karban chatas if he carries enough to feed, to fill up the mouth of an ox. That's the shear, to fill up the mouth of an ox. So if he only carries one piece of straw, he's not allowed to do it, but it wouldn't bring him to a Torah level of being chayav a karban chatas. Like we mentioned, the Mishnah Gimel doesn't have value. Also, if he's carrying tevin, straw, shelmini, kitnis, of different types of legumes, then kamali pi gamal would be the shear of a camel. And this shear, the shear that would fit in the mouth of a camel, which is going to be a little bit bigger than the mouth of an ox. And therefore, in this case, if it was atza, this camel food, if you brought out the amount that's enough for an ox's mouth, but not a camel's mouth, again, you'd be pater. But if you brought out the amount for a camel's mouth, which is the norm, because camels eat atza, then you would be chayav. Amir is straw shel shibalam, of different types of stalks. Or some say it's fenugreek. This shear would be kamali pi tleh, the amount enough to feed the mouth of a tleh, of a ram. Since amir is normally meant for rams to eat it. So we go after that shear. We don't go after any other shear. And the amount that would feed the mouth of a ram would be chayev. Asavim, grasses, kamlo pigdi, the amount enough to feed the mouth of a goat. Because grass is softer, and goats could eat it. Therefore, if you bring out enough grass to feed the mouth of a goat, then you chayev. Ale shum, leaves of garlic, va'ale betzalim, leaves of onion. So it depends. Lach, and when they're moist, then they're befitting even for people to eat it. Then even as much as kagogaras, as small as a dried fig, because that would be the shear for a regular person's mouth to eat it. These leaves of garlic and these leaves of onion, if they're moist and they're the size of a dried fig, that's the shear that a person can eat it, and a person's chayav a carbon chat, that's if he carries it on Shabbos. Yevashim, but if they're dry, these leaves, these garlic leaves or these onion leaves are dry, so then people don't eat it, so then we give it a bigger shear, and it's going to be kamoli pig d, the amount that would fit on a goat's mouth, because then it's already, you know, goat food. So it would be a bigger shear. The aim is starfin, zam zam. And they're not mitzdarf one with another. Meaning, for example, if you have tevin, which is not enough, and your shear is not enough to fill up the mouth of a cow, and then you complete that shear with atza that was meant for the camel. So you take the camel food and the ox food, and you combine them together in order to get up to your full ox food level. Then your pater, we don't say that the shiur are mistarif one with the other, they don't combine. But b'nei shlo shavu b'shiurin, because they're not equal with their measurements. The Gemara explains that like this, that something, dabar yesh shiur gadol, something which the shiur is big, is not going to be mistarif, it's not going to combine with something which the shiur is small. V'hainu, for example, atza is not mistarif to tevin to complete the shiur for the mouth of an ox. Because we don't take something which is big and mitzdarif with something which is small. But davar shashir cut to something which the shear is small, that we will be mitzdarif to something which the shear is big. So for example, if you have tevin, straw, it would be mitzdarif to the atza to fill up the mouth of a camel, meaning the camel's mouth would be bigger than the ox's mouth. So if you're looking to fulfill the measurement of an ox's mouth, then putting in the camel food, which normally is bigger, doesn't work. But if you want to complete the camel's mouth shear, and you add the, you know, food from the, that would feed an ox's mouth to the camel's mouth, then that does combine. Okay, so basically when you're going to a bigger size, it combines, but when you're going to a smaller size, it doesn't. Hamotzi Ovlem, one who, he carries food, regular food for people. So we said, even if it's the shear of kukugaris, a small little dried fig, person's chayav a karpen chatas, because that's enough for a person to eat. And here, umitztarf and zemzeh, all foods, regards to people, will always be mitztarf one with the other, it doesn't matter what it is. Like, for example, you got bread and you have vegetables. And that both of them are not the size of a dried fig, but when you put them together, they are the size of a dried fig, then you're chayav a karpen chatas. Why? Because all foods of a person, they're all equal with their measurements. It's always going to be a dried fig. By animals, it really depends. You know, ox is this, camel is that. So we say, you know, to go up the level, it would be mitzdarif, you know, to take cow food and animal food, cow food and camel food, to bring it to the level of a camel would be mitzdarif. But to go down the level, to be mitzdarif camel food to ox food to get to the ox level, we don't, because it's different types of foods. But in a person, all person, you know, it's all the same food. So therefore, no matter what it is, as long as you get up to a dried fig, then you chayav a karban chatas. Chutz, with the exception, miklipehen, from their peels, meaning we don't add the peel of a food in calculating the shear. Vigarinehen, we don't calculate their seeds. Vuktein, or their stems. Visubin, and subin is subin is bran. Umorsanin is, subin is like the, it's bran, but what they say over here is it's the, like the psolas, the waste, that comes out from kemach. It's the bigger waste that comes out from flour. And morsanin is the smaller waste that comes out from flour. So all these things, you know, since they're not like real foods, you don't normally eat the peels or the seeds. So these things are the stems, or the subin, or the morsanin, these different types of psolas from the flour, They do not add to the shear of a dry fig to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. But the rest of the food, you know, bread or eggs, whatever it is, can be mistarved one with the other to bring to the level of a dried fig to that shear to be make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chutz miklipe adashim. He says that the peels of lentils, he says really that all peels, kol klipos eim mistarfas l'ochel, chutz miklipos adashim mishmistarfas. So he says like this, earlier we said, all peels are not mistarf. Rabbi Yehuda says, hold on a second. All peels are not mistarf with the exception of peels of lentils. Those are mistarf. Because those peels are cooked together with the lentils, and therefore they are mistarf one with the other to make one liable. And that concludes Perek Zion.